and welcome to Heartbeat. Today I want to share about praying with a humble heart, how we can pray with humility. And there's a great parable that Jesus shares about this exact point. And some of the points that I want to share with you today actually came from my parish priest, Father Mark, who shared on this particular scripture a little while ago. So let's go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, and we're going to start at verse 10. It says this: Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus: God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give a tenth of all my income. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. Lord, I just pray as I share in this scripture today that you would help us to have humble hearts when we come to you in prayer. So we see in this parable that we have two people. We have the Pharisee and we have the tax collector. And we start with the Pharisee and he begins his prayer with thanksgiving, which is a great way to start. But then his prayer shifts to looking at how he is better than others. Essentially, he's comparing himself and saying to God about all his good qualities, and he's becoming proud. Now, when we are proud, when we become someone who has pride in our lives, then we begin to think of ourselves as better than others, and we can actually cut ourselves off from God because we begin to think that we don't need God. And we begin to cut ourselves off from others rather than being with others because we were created for relationship. And so that's the trap of praying like the Pharisee, of comparing ourselves to others. Rather than drawing closer to God, he was just focusing on who he was. The tax collector, on the other hand, well, he's probably greedy, he's corrupt, he's probably taken advantage of some people, he's probably destroyed some people's lives. And he starts off his prayer just very simply by beating his chest and asking God to have mercy on him. What does he do? He recognizes his frailty, his weakness. He says, I'm a sinner. He recognizes that. And therefore he recognizes that he needs God, that he can't do things himself, that he has done wrong, and he needs God and God's mercy. And when we recognize our own frailty and our own weakness, when we come to God and say, hey, God, I know who I am, then we are saying to God, God, I need you. I'm not perfect, but you are God. Have mercy on me. Humility is knowing our need for God. It's praying with a humble heart, recognizing that we need God. And humility is vital if we are to grow in our relationship, if we are to grow in our relationship and our faith with God. A humble person sees their good and bad points, but it helps them to be on the right path and be open to God transforming their hearts. So this parable, it shows us that there are two paths of prayer. It highlights that God listens to the humble heart, and it also shows that when we pray with a humble heart, then we ourselves are open to who God is. We are open to allowing God to do something in us. So can I ask you today, how is your prayer? Are you humble or are you proud? If we have a humble heart, then we can be confident that God is hearing us, he is listening, and he is strengthening us. Now, if you go to Mass, or maybe if you haven't been for a little while, you may remember that at the beginning of Mass, we start with a penitential prayer which recognizes our sins, where we acknowledge our sins. And this prayer says this. It says, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned through my own fault, in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. And I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May the Almighty God have mercy on me, forgive me my sins, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. Now, when we say this prayer and we're recognizing our faults at the beginning of the prayer, we actually beat our chest three times. And the reason we do this is we beat three times because three times shows an emphasis. It's repetition, showing how much that we're recognizing our faults. You know, in the Hebrew language, they couldn't often emphasize things through punctuation, but they would do it through repetition. And so that's why we do that three times. And we also do that because of this scripture in recognizing the tax collector who comes to Jesus and asks for mercy. And so when we come to God and we say to God, I'm frail, God, I'm weak, I have sin, then we are saying to God, God, I recognize that you are perfect and I need you. So as you come to prayer this week, as you come to your prayer each day, have a humble heart, recognizing that we each need God. So why don't you join me now and let's pray that God would help us to have a humble heart. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, I thank you that we can come to you in prayer anytime we want to. Thank you for recognizing us. Help us to have a humble heart that says we need you. Help us to be honest in our prayer, Lord God. And I pray that as we come with a humble heart, that you would come and transform our hearts. Help us to be open to you. We ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.